Are you ready to go from burned out to blissed out? I'm Rebecca Whitman. I will share with you my 7 pillars of abundance and interview experts that will help you get all 7 areas of your life in alignment so that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's get into the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a new friend of mine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kelly Hsu.
Hello. So happy to be here.
It was so great to meet you. I think it was about 3 weeks ago at the eWomen annual summit. And we just, through the law of attraction, found each other in the hallway. And before I knew it, we were old friends and you were just giving me some amazing wisdom about my human design. And I just knew I had to have you on the show to share you with my community. So welcome, welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
Thank you. I do. I remember that moment. And it's like, you know, when two souls collide and you're like, oh, she's one of my people. It's like a coming home. And I love that when that happens, both in business and our personal lives. So cool.
It's so cool. It's like a recognition. When you meet somebody who's in your soul tribe, you just feel that resonance. So I felt the same way. And I can't wait to tell my audience about your magnificence. So Dr. Kelly empowers female entrepreneurs to take a quantum level and quantum level prosperity and a few good men, because there are also men who listen to the show. So keep listening, guys. There's going to be a lot of great stuff for you too. She is the dynamic worth and wealth alchemist. She transforms the life of entrepreneurs and C-suite executives globally. She blends science and spirituality, dispelling the illusion of scarcity and championing presence as a portal to prosperity. Her combination of energy, medicine, and human design empowers individuals to unlock their full potential for success. She's a 2-time Amazon best-selling author, an international keynote speaker, and the Yahoo Top Business Coach of 2021. So Kelly, this is so impressive. I know when we met a few weeks ago, you told me that you started off as a chiropractor.
I did.
And then got into coaching. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get to be the wonderful coach that you are, the dynamic worth and wealth alchemist?
Yeah, so I tell people it's all about alignment, right? And so in many ways, I am still doing alignment. And so like everything, it seems like all the big things in my life actually come to me. And actually, that's very much, I'm a manifesting generator in human design. And so we have, and you are too, and we have these attractor fields that kind of like pull resources and people and whatever the next opportunity is to our field. And so I had been a successful chiropractor, and I got pregnant with our first child. And during that time, I had what I describe as morning sickness on steroids, which was really my great awakening. And you talk about creating a mindfulness practice when you feel that ill day in and day out for like months and months. And many of your listeners, I'm sure, have had those moments of challenge, right? Is it really had me questioning, not so much chiropractic, but how do I want to move in the world? And there's one word that came to mind, and that word was impact. Mm. And I wanted to have more impact. And as a chiropractor, there was only so many people that I could get my hands on every single day. And so I started to ask a different question, which was, how might I be able to better leverage my gifts? And so there was this thing called the internet. And this is back in 2010 when I was pregnant with my baby. And she's now 14 now, which is hard to believe. But I decided I wanted to have more impact. And so I had sent all of my patients to a colleague. And that was really the beginning of this new idea and this new venture. And so I wrote a book. I created an online community. I created an online course. And I had so many women asking me to coach them. And quite honestly, I said no many times because I was like, oh, wow, I really like the whole group energy. And so finally, after the 100th, what seems like person asked me to coach them, that I finally said yes. And that was the beginning of really the coach. And so I've been doing this body of work really as coaching since about 2011.
That is wonderful. So now do you do a combination of group coaching and one-on-one?
I do. I do both group and one-on-one. I love them both. And yeah. And so it gives me that opportunity to have that intimacy. And I know that when we bring a group of like-minded souls together, it's truly magical. It's truly magical. So I do like the energies of both.
Yeah, I love group coaching too, because we're really just like facilitating and holding space. A lot of the magic comes off them listening to and coaching each other. And it's just such a beautiful thing to watch, that alchemy of a group coaching or a retreat, you know, or a conference, like the group that we were in when we met. That was such a beautiful experience. So I love when groups are gathered, and thank God we can have live events again, because they're just so magical and fun. And
absolutely,
you feed off people's energy, and it's amazing. So, what are the four keys to quantum leaping your wealth? I want to know these four keys.
All right, here are the four keys. It's a quick download. Everyone, get your pens ready. I actually do a whole.
Ready.
There you go. I do a whole presentation around this, but I'm going to give you the quick down and dirty. So first of all, it works with the energy systems, and it starts at the first chakra, which is that first energy center. And the first energy center is all about feeling stable and feeling.
And is that, for the people who don't know what that is that sacral chakra?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this first chakra, you know, in feeling, helping you to start to feel safe, you're going to need to, I know this is crazy, but you're actually going to need to release who you've been up to this point, because whomever you've been up to this point, whatever your next goal is, like when we're talking about quantum, it is really beginning to identify with this, like letting go of the old so that the new can come in. So it's actually, the verb is release it. So step one is release it, release the old. And step two, as we rise up, is we're moving on up to your power center. And that's, if you put your hands on your belly, we're talking like third chakra, right? Mm-hmm. Which is your power center, where all your power comes from. And so after you release kind of, you know, what it is, the thoughts, beliefs, patterns, behaviors that aren't serving you anymore, then you can begin to rise up. And so the second step is to reclaim it. So we've got release it.
Yep.
Second step is reclaim it. And to reclaim your power, often, I mean, there's many ways to do this. A simple way is to take notes, sit down for 2 minutes and think about all the times in your life where you were able to move from a challenging place to like that next thing, and you felt so powerful. So for women, having a baby, that's a big deal. Or, you know, getting that master's degree or the PhD, or like the big things where those moments in time that you felt so powerful and you never thought you would get to the other side. So now we're rising up, up, up. So now we're
reclaiming our power.
Yes. So first step, release it. Second step, reclaim it.
Releasing the negativity.
The old stuff. Let all that stuff go.
All the stuff that's causing us stress. First, we have to let that go. And then
let it go.
We can cuss on this podcast.
All right.
Release
that shit, right?
It's not monitored. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So so we got to release it. And then we've got to reclaim it.
Okay.
Now we're moving up. Now we're in heart chakra. Right?
Okay.
That beautiful heart chakra. And in that heart, it's time to write a new story. So I say rewrite it. Right? Like, what's the new storyline? So let's say that you are a business owner and you're at multiple six figures, but you've got your eye on the ball of seven figures. Right?
Are you a psychic? How do you know me so well?
I don't. Because we're connected in the energetic field, sister.
Yeah, I'm like, you're singing my song. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we're rising up higher vibration, heart space. And this is where we get to get really creative and write a new story. So it's rewrite is the action step. Rewrite a new story.
Okay.
Right? Like the story of the seven-figure owner or the eight-figure or the nine-figure. right? And it starts with a creative process, but it becomes the storyline, a new storyline. So rewrite it.
I get to rewrite my story.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Who is this woman? What'd she do? What are her days look like? And then the last step, and honestly, it's the hardest. And it's the one that most people don't even think about because we get so attached to the outcome. It's very Zen-like. And actually, all of these steps have an action mode that we do in our live trainings. But this is what it looks like. Hands in the sky, looking up, right? And you know what it's called? Receive it. And we say, receive it.
Yes, and I
receive it. It's like, I receive the seven figures. I receive the ideal clients. I receive traveling the world, whatever it is.
Yes.
But it requires non-attachment and feeling worthy. And so I find that people do a lot of work around step one, step two, step three, and then they recycle step one, step two, step three. And then they're like, something's missing. Something's missing. And what's missing is the actual leaning back. And it's a very feminine place of practicing the art of allowing. And it's kind of like giving it up to God or the universe or whatever it is. And it has an energy of non-attachment. And it's what I believe is the hardest step.
It is hard. So when this is what happens to me. I surrender and I release and I give my life over to the care of God and the universe. And then something happens where I get stressed or frustrated or, you know, worried about something and I take it back. So what method or advice do you have for someone like me who surrenders and then takes it back and surrenders and takes it back, kind of like a seesaw?
Yeah. What I would ask is a pertinent question is, how does that serve you? Because there's a piece that's serving you. And it's often not comfortable to look at, but it's like the reason why we do anything is because it serves us in some way, even if it feels horrible, right? One of our needs are being met. And those needs are feeling. So here's the deal is when we have like a security blanket, even we're like, this is a security blanket, but let's give an example, high debt. Let's say that you ramp up, let's say that there's a cycle of bringing in a lot of money and feeling like you're on the top of the world, and then you lose it all. I was just talking to a woman this week. It's like the cycle of up, 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 and then you slide down the backside, and up, 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 and you slide down the backside, right? Mm-hmm. And so it really is, there's an attachment to that. It feels good when you're ratcheting up a roller coaster and you know you're going up, right? And yet, yeah, that would be my question is really doing some journaling and some question of like, how is this serving you? You know, how are you getting some needs met? And sometimes, for example, let's say that you're already at, let's talk about money. Let's say you're at multiple six figures, but you want to get to seven figures, but all your friends are at multiple six figures or beneath.
Yes.
You, right. And so what that would mean is to get to seven figures, to rise up, you're probably going to start hanging with some different people.
Yeah.
And that can feel uncomfortable. So we tend to drop down again to what our comfort level is. And so it really is, it's that serves you in some way because it keeps you connected to the same people. And that's not a bad thing, but like up-leveling, it's a newer vibration. It's next level. So you're going to have to get uncomfortable.
So what do you advise your clients to do when they're like, okay, I want to level up and take the quantum leap and I feel my stress coming on. I'm taking my will back. I'm not in surrender. Like, how do they shift out of that? Like, what is actually the methodology? I know understanding, you know, how it would serve me is good on a macro, but in the moment, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm stressed. How do I realign myself so I don't go down this negative spiral? What do you tell people to do?
Yeah, one word, presence. And so the greatest access point to presence is your breath. Like if you would just pause.
Do you want to know my biggest and best beauty secret? It is liquid collagen.
I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing, and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy 2 bottles, it's $25 off. And there's 2 versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health. And there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great. And it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show, and we'll be back to our regular content now.
Yeah.
And be present. Because in this moment, when you're really with your breath, none of your problems exist. If you can really be with your breath, and I teach breath practices that allow one to be with whatever is uncomfortable. It's just energy. All it is stuck energy. That's all that it is. But I say presence and pausing is the greatest portal to prosperity. And so most people that are stressed about
that
their money.
That is the tweetable. Write that
down.
That's
the tweetable.
The 3 P's, right? You should do a
presence?
Talk.
Yeah,
presence and pausing is the portal to prosperity.
Lots of P's. I love P's. I love people. I love prosperity. I love presence.
I love passion. I love passion.
I love purpose. I'm a P woman.
Me too.
I love. It's my favorite letter.
Lots of good words start with P. I agree.
Exactly.
So what are some of the breath work things that are easy to teach on a podcast that people could just do in the moment with where they're listening?
Yeah, it's actually quite simple. And it's simple. And at the same time, is there that willingness to do it? And so, yeah, for your listeners, you can do it right now. And so you close your eyes. And whatever it is that you're stressing about, because here's what we know about stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stress changes the brain so that you can't access those higher brain functions. You can't access creativity. The things that will allow you to see opportunity all around you, it shuts down, right? And so what I have people do is close their eyes, and you just start with this beautiful breath of what I call unconditional peace, or a mother's love, right? It's that energy of, I'm going to be in this moment and love myself and just be here now. So it starts with that breath. That's the first step. The second step is kind of scanning the body to see where it feels not so peaceful. And people have the ability to do this. And so sometimes it's in the gut. They'll say, oh, I got those butterflies in the gut. But here's the difference is, most people are training you to go, okay, breathe into the gut and change it, make it peaceful, which is very Western, which is like fix what's broken. And I'm here to say there's nothing broken here and there's nothing wrong here. All we have is stuck energy. It's a memory from the past. There's something there and we don't even have to totally understand it. And so it's this invitation to just breathe into it and be with it, like a loving mother whose toddler is having a temper tantrum, right? You don't make them be peaceful. That generally doesn't work. And sometimes even the hug is too much. But if you could hold safe space, everything shifts. And so that's what you're doing metaphorically with the breath, is you just allow yourself to breathe into the center of the chaos. And that's the gist of it. It's much more, we go into it deeper, right? But that's something everyone can do. Unconditional peaceful breath, like a breath of unconditional love in this moment. And find the area where you're stressed and breathe into it, but don't try to change it. But by just bringing your attention to it, here's the thing, it will change. And sometimes it'll amp up, it'll get worse before it gets better. But again, that non-judgment place. And here's what ends up happening over time, even spending 2 minutes with this once a day, the energy shifts and we start to find more integration and more peace. And all those things that were brain challenges, the body catches up and breakthroughs and miracles happen.
That is so beautiful. And I like, stress is just stuck energy.
All it is stuck energy.
Move the energy out, whether that's through stretching or breath or exercise, walking, dancing, anything to move the stuck energy, and it stays stuck in one part of your body. For me, it's like the upper back, shoulder area. That's where I hold my stress. So don't even think about making it go out of my body. Just send that area.
Yeah, don't make it wrong.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason, right? Yeah. Like I think that we live in a culture where it's like numb it, cut it out, run away from it, drug it, you know?
Well, that's so Western medicine. Yeah.
It's Western medicine. And so the invitation here is, what if you can just be with it? Because if you really can be with it in the moment and bring your breath to it like an offering, it changes. It can't not change. And so that really is the magic. And it is this presence. Can you be with what is really uncomfortable as opposed to running from it, isolating it, cutting it out, right? Like diverting your attention. And so when we have the overwhelm, we're overwhelmed, stressed out, burned out, right? We often choose movement, but the invitation is just to stop, stop, right? And be with it.
And how does this present help us make more money?
It helps in every single way that you can ever imagine. So when you are present, we see brain changes. And the brain, if you look at the brain, you know, and look at the electrical activity, you're going to see, you're going to move from a lot of activity in the hindbrain, which is back here, which is the fight or flight, right? Fight or flight. It's also called the reptilian brain, right? It's the part of us that most people are living in, fight, flight, or freeze. And when we're in fight, flight, or freeze, we are not thriving. We are just surviving. And so when we can move from surviving to thriving, just again, that presence, bringing that presence, what will happen is that you will notice people that you never noticed before, opportunities that you never thought were possible. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're a coach and you wanna bring in high-end clients. Right. And the thing is you're energetically, you're so used to working with lower end clients. And I say lower end, like financially, like the volume play, like a client that maybe, you know, you're used to paying, getting paid. Let's just give an example. I remember talking to a coach that hired me for a VIP session. And at that time she was only charging, get this, $40 a session,
wow.
$40 a session. And this was an incredibly bright woman. And my jaw like dropped, right? And so through her brain, we all have these filters. It's called the RAS, and the RAS is the reticular activating system, RAS, right? It's a filter through which you see the world. And so it's kind of like putting on red sunglasses. So all I see is red. So all she saw was $40 clients and the behavior patterns of those people. And, you know, like her brain was looking for $40 clients, even though she said she was looking for high end. So it's like we take those red glasses off that only sees $40 clients and we put on the green glasses. And oh my gosh, the world looks different because the lens shift was because we go from stressed red. Oh my gosh, all there is $40 clients out there. And we open up and relax and start to see other opportunities, other clients, and we start to attract them. But we're more relaxed. We are open to see what that which we can't see, kind of like you go out and you buy a red car. How many cars in the street now do you see that are red?
Yeah, that's all you see.
That's all you see, right? Where before you're like, I think I want to get a red car. And you go and you do the research. And as soon as you start doing the research, all you see are red cars and the specific one that you're looking for. And so this is the part of the brain. It filters the world to keep us safe. And if it's all it's doing is filtering survival kind of things, then that's what you will continue to create in your life.
And that brings me back to the point that you made earlier in this conversation about who you hang out with.
Yeah. So
if you're hanging out with people that only are in survival.
Yep.
And you want to thrive and be with people who are in their success and in their abundance, then you get to level up. And that's why masterminds, group coaching, retreats, you know, if these people are not naturally in your world, then you can, you know, pay, but it's an investment in yourself. And people don't understand that when you are in a mastermind with people that are out earning you or healthier than you or more in love with you, you level up just by being around their energy and kind of seeing the world they see it, the way they see it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the things that we talk about in human design is about finding your tribe, right? Like how you and I met, there was like resonance, like somehow in a seat full of people, we bump into each other in the hall, right?
Right.
And we look at that, it's because of that similar resonance. And so I talk about finding your tribe because in human design, we can actually look at your human design and see where your natural attractor fields are based on your gifts, right? And so when we start to own our own unique gifts and start working energetically how we're made to work and break out of what I call the conditioning field, which is, you know, you're going to go to school and, you know, you're going to become a doctor, like following all of society's rules that have been placed upon you since you were a wee little one, right? And you step out and you step into your sovereignty and your power. It's next level. It allows you to become more of who you are to attract more of the other people that you're meant to work with. I mean, it's the coolest thing. Then they say in human design, it takes 7 years or more to really study it and to break down all of, like if you think of an onion and all the layers of the onion and you're at the core of it. And year one, you kind of scrape out the first layer and then the next layer and then the next layer. And then when you get to that core, like you are 100% who you are and who you're meant to be and you're aligned with your purpose on the planet, there's so much more grace. It's amazing. Like the people you attract, the clients you attract, life just becomes more graceful. It's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Find your tribe.
For those, exactly. Your vibe attracts your tribe too. So for those who are not familiar with human design, can you maybe give us an overview of the architects and what is their operating system so that they can each make more money?
Yeah. So
this is like a masterclass, but
there you go. Like a masterclass, right?
Summarize each archetype and their style of, you know, how they make money and how they can increase their wealth. Cause I know like certain people have to be invited. So, you know, we're manifesting our generators. Like if you could break that down for the listeners, that would be great.
Yeah. To give you a breakdown of kind of like the types, right? Yeah. Which is when you think about your type, there are four main types and one has a subcategory. And so each of them energetically are wired differently. So we'll go through the main types and this is kind of just scratching the surface.
Right.
So the most prevalent type on the planet are called generators. They make about 70% of the population. And they are here to build things. So when they're healthy, they have a lot of energy and it comes from their gut. And these are people that they love to work. In fact, they will stay the latest to the end of the day. Like they just feel satisfied working and building. And so these are your generators. So if you want something done, go out and get a generator that's just going to, they love to make things happen. All right. These are your generators. Okay. You and I are a subcategory of that and we're hybrid models.
Yes.
And we're called manifesting generators. Going back to generators, even though they have great, a lot of energy, they actually are still meant to respond to what's showing up in their world. So where they can go wrong is they have the energy and they just say yes to everything because they have the energy to do it. Mm-hmm. And they end up working so much harder. And I love teaching generators and actually all types is the anti-hustle approach where less is more. Okay. So generators and manifesting generators. Manifesting generators were express builders. So let's say there's, we need to do a launch. and the generators are building the launches, and they say, you know what? You need a 3-month window from beginning to end to do your launch. Manifesting generators can generally do it in less time, like 2 months. I'm just giving a random example. Yeah. Because we tend to be able to skip steps and get results. Although sometimes we skip important steps and we got to go back. So we're very, very fast moving.
Okay? Yes.
And a lot of people can't keep up with us. And that's not, you know, no type is better than the other.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about the manifestors that are pure manifestors. These are the people that can go out and initiate, and they kind of will get an idea. They're like, I want to do this. And their energy center, it's kind of like the parting of the Red Sea. Like they're like, I'm going to go do it. And they just go do it. They're do it people. Right. And so they don't have to wait to respond. Like generators and manifesting generators do. They really are the Nike brand of just do it, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're out there initiating, and in initiating, they create the following and all their people and everything. So yeah, as children, they're like, you know, it can be challenging sometimes. And as a manifestor child, because you go out and do it, right? So these are your manifestors. Okay. And then we have our projectors. And the projectors are here to guide people, okay? So projectors don't have consistent access to energy, so they need more downtime. Mm. They need, like, it requires them. They're like the sheep herders. Like, if you think of, like, a sheepdog, right? That's got we're all the sheep. Quite honestly, we are. All this generators and, right? And the sheepdog goes out there and manage the energy of the sheep to guide them. And if you are a person in business and you don't have a projector or a projector friend to guide this, all this energy, you're missing out. Projectors make amazing guides, truly amazing guides, but they truly have to be like invited. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, they can be challenging because they're like, oh gosh, you know, these are all the things I want to do. But one of the biggest thing is tell projector is like, don't work so hard. Like that's really my recommendation for them. I remember working with a high level speaker. Her name's Precious, and when Precious came to me, she didn't know she was a projector, and she's like, you know what? I'm exhausted. I fly all over the country. I'm constantly speaking, and it's just not converting like I would want it to convert. And I said, you know, why don't you lean back? Do you ever take any days off? Right. And by her starting to take better care of herself and know she was worthy, and magic happened, right? So projectors truly don't work. You're not here to work really hard. You're here to guide all of us. Tell us what to do. And then finally, we have reflectors. They only make about 2% of the population. And they are meant to...
Wait, what's the last one?
Reflector.
Reflectors.
Reflectors. Okay. And reflectors really are here to... determine the health of a community, right? And so,
like the moral compass of a community,
Yeah, they can reflect back to how are we doing. So, as a group, you want a reflector if you can in your group because they can feel intuitively like what does this group need, right? And so, they're masters at reflecting the energy of a group and a community. So, they really help build healthy communities. That's their jam. Right. And the thing that makes them unique when it comes to big decisions in their lives, they have to wait a full 30 days.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
I'm like a different person in 30 days.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, it has to all of the designs also have 12 different ways to how they're meant to make decisions, which we don't have time to talk about today. But
right.
Reflectors are really here to reflect back the health of the community and to not make big decisions fast, like 30 days. Manifesting generators are like, I could never do that. I could never do that, right? Although manifesting generators, if depending on what their strategy and their authority is, we don't like to hear this, but sometimes we aren't meant to say yes to something. Sometimes it can take years to make sure it's in alignment. But like overall, the reflectors are rare and they make amazing community builders. And so, yeah. So the quick review, we've got generators. They're here to build.
What are their percentages? So generators are 70%. And then what percentage is manifestors and what percentage of people are projectors?
So manifesting generators are still part of that subcategory of generators. And I'd have to pull up my chart. I don't have it memorized. I just know the two ends of the spectrum.
Okay. Like a little chart. If you're listening, the majority of people are generators, the little worker bees.
Yep.
And the smallest percentage are reflectors.
And they're only like 2%. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is really, really
Actually, if
rare.
You give me a hot minute, I'll be able to answer your question. If I can pull up Evernote, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. No worries either way that you're just bringing so much value. So that is very interesting. So should everybody work less and have more rest and not be burned out in general?
I mean, I think that as we look at our American society, I would say yes. I mean, I look at COVID as the great pause and think about how many people made big changes in their lives. Big changes, positive changes, because we have both ends of the spectrum. Some people went into the darkest places ever and my heart goes out to those people. Like we all struggled. Let's call it out. We are meant to be social creatures, right? But then there's other people that all the things that they realized how actually really unhappy they were in life, they moved, they started businesses, they, you know, became parents, like big changes.
I think it was like the great awakening. I mean, you could call it,
yes,
depending on your perspective, the dark ages or the great awakening. Yep. And I launched my whole coaching business and
did you?
You know, got married during it. And I mean, so many great things opened up for me during the pandemic. So it was, for me, it was the great awakening, the great rebirth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have your percentages now because I got my chart.
Oh, okay.
So let me give you the download that. And then I'm going to answer your question. The question was, shouldn't everyone work less? And in general, I would say yes. So generators, like if we go, I said about 70% because that's the number we work with. And it's like 66.65, right? That's generators.
Okay.
Projectors, I was going to say about 25%, and it's just shy of that. So if you want to kind of think, so it's 22.34. Manifestors, closer to 10% of the population, 9.58. And for reflectors, 1.42. So you can see it goes from like large to small. And here's the challenge, is that because we live in a society where the majority of the people are generators, most people are so conditioned to act like generators, and then they wonder why their world doesn't work, why life
is so challenging.
That's the mainstream
culture. Drink the coffee, go, faster. So what are some of your favorite wellness practices that you give your clients or that you personally have used to slow down, recenter, recalibrate, keep your energy field lifted so that you don't get burned out or depleted? What are some of your favorite tips on wellness? Since you were a health practitioner, chiropractor. I'm sure you know a lot about that.
So actually, one of the things that we talked about today, I gave a really cursory explanation, but establishing a breath practice, because that's something you could do anywhere at any time. And I encourage my clients to have a morning practice. And so I say, we need to master our mornings in addition to mastering the minutes. And you can do a quick breath practice in a minute and really start to calm the nervous system. Because if the nervous system is stressed, you're going to be less productive. You're going to make less money. You're going to hate your life, like all the things, right? So having some kind of breath practice, and it doesn't need to be extensive. So that quick training that we just did a little bit ago, that is medicine, like such potent medicine. If you would just do just what I just taught, right? Like just to be in the moment. But
and it
going
doesn't
back,
have to be like in through the nose, out through the mouth,
no,
or in and out.
No.
None of that. Okay.
And in fact, there are a lot of people who are like, oh, meditation. I don't know. I don't think I do it right. You can't do it wrong. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many different ways. I don't think there's one way. Just like in business coaching, the reason why I don't teach one technique to everybody is because it doesn't honor the uniqueness of each individual, which is why I use human design. Because once I know your fingerprint, then I can make more accurate recommendations. So morning practice. Here's my morning practice. First off, I don't check my emails. I don't check my phone. I literally come down on the cushion and I call it my hashtag cushion time. And so my cushion time truly is a combination of meditation, breath work, and gratitude every single morning, every single morning. And that starts my day.
And how many minutes are you on the cushion?
It can depend. Anywhere on a short end of things, 15 minutes, and a longer end of things, an hour.
So your gratitude practice is in your own head, not writing it down?
I do write it down.
Oh,
so
okay.
Actually, thanks for asking, because those are two different things.
Yeah.
So think of this. Imagine this. You come down and you sit on a cushion, and that's meditation. And meditation sometimes is more breath work. And sometimes it's just, you know, again, I like variety. I like a lot of variety. So I'm not the kind of person that's going to do the same meditation every single morning. It's not in my design at all, right? So meditation, cushion time. And then the writing is, I write 10 things I'm grateful for in my journal every single morning. And what that does is, we talked about breath and gratitude are the greatest portals, right? It really opens up that heart space. And then the next thing, my husband will bring in coffee. I do Bulletproof coffee every morning. And so he'll bring that in after I've meditated. It's so awesome.
The whole thing, the MCT oil and the ghee.
Yeah, I do the whole thing, and I generally sip it in my Queen of Worth mug, and he brings it to me like an angel, and he knows, my whole family knows, don't talk to mommy first thing in the morning, because
so
it's
are
meditation.
You fasting? Is that why you're doing the Bulletproof coffee, because you don't eat a breakfast that serves you as breakfast?
It because of human design actually will tell you your diet, your diet, and it's not what you think, like you have to eat this and don't eat this. I'm what's called a nervous diet. So if I'm hungry, I eat. And if I'm not hungry, I don't. Like, that's the gist of it. So if I am hungry, my morning practice will include eating something, often like a smoothie. But sometimes it's eggs and avocado. Like, it varies. And so if I'm really hungry, I'm going to eat. I don't restrict myself from eating. So anyway, meditation and then gratitude as I sip. Sometimes I'll have like a writing practice. And then when I'm ready, I generally go and work out. Right. And that's generally what it looks like. Midweek, I generally don't. Wednesdays, I take off, and Sundays, I take off. But I'm either running or in the gym 5 days a week. So,
right.
And then I kind of fit that. And I just find it works best in the morning. So if I have a little bit, so my morning routine is 2 hours plus.
Yeah. That's amazing. And like, if somebody has not heard the recipe for Bulletproof coffee, how do you make yours?
I make mine French press. I'm a French press girl. I love that dark bitterness. And then we do, ghee is classic, but we use grass-fed butter.
Okay.
And just a little pat, probably not quite a tablespoon, like a pat of butter, organic MCT oil. And then we throw it in the Vitamix.
How much MCT?
About a tablespoon.
Okay.
About a tablespoon.
And no milk. You just throw that in the Vitamix.
Yeah. And I don't like sugary things. So I'm a bitter kind of, I love the bitterness of coffee, my organic coffee. My husband, I actually got him into that. He used to put a ton of sugar. And, you know, And so for those that are listening that have never heard of this, they're like, oh my gosh, that sounds gross. It's amazing. And what it does is it's linked to intermittent fasting. And what we know medically with this is that our bodies as hunters and gatherers, we didn't have access to food all of the time. And so our blood sugar didn't go up and down and, you know, ride the roller coaster ride. And so there's parts of the DNA called telomeres, and they're related to longevity. And we know that when we do some intermittent fasting, that it can extend our life. It can start to, our brain functions really good with the fat. There's a lot of positive things. But I also will say, because of human design, I have learned intermittent fasting is not for everyone. There are people that when I look at their chart, there's a certain thing that I'm looking for. My husband, you know, I'm always encouraging him. You're one of these people, you should eat. you yes. should eat with your coffee. So I just want to say that just like I find this, you know, I really value each person's uniqueness. And yeah. so if there are people out there that are doing intermittent fasting, it's not in their design. And so it goes against their design. And I know that it's not healthy for them. So yeah. there you go. Back to individuality.
Everybody has their own plan, health-wise, financially design. We're all so unique. So this has been such a great interview, Kelly. I cannot wait to hang out with you again in person. Like, you are my new business bestie. So let's keep collaborating. So how can people stay in touch with you?
Yeah. So the best way on all of the social platforms, we're Dr. Kelly Hsu, and it's Dr. Kelly, and then Hsu is Schuh. So that's Dr. Dr. Kelly, Kelly, Hsu, Schuh. And I know it'll be in the show notes. And yeah. I also have a gift for your community. Yay. Are we going to do that?
We love gifts. Tell us yes. what your gift is. Yay.
Yeah. So we have the 11 Laws to Living the Limitless. Ooh. And what it is, it's laws that are universal. And they are ancient, although I did channel them, these specific ones. And over the course of several days, I think we do it in 11 days, you get a little video from me that's less than 2 minutes, so it's consumable. And you learn a new law to live the limitless. Like, how do you get out of your structure? How do you get out of multiple six figures to seven figures or seven figures or more? Well, you need to open up to the universe. And so anyway, these 11 laws, it literally is a mini training.
And they show up in your inbox, these little
show up in your inbox.
And
you'll also, you'll print it out. I've got mine right here. You'll print it out. You'll put it on your desk. And literally if each day you begin to implement these little things, they make the biggest difference. Magic happens. So I know we'll put that in the show notes.
Yes.
And so that's my gift to you to, you know, it's hard to give all the tools in a podcast, but that's a tool that I know that if you do your due diligence and just give me 2 minutes of your time a day or less, we can start creating the changes in the neurology of the brain and break through some of those patternings.
Well, I'm definitely going to jump on that. Make sure you text me that freebie so we can add it to the show notes.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone, for another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Thank you, Dr. Kelly Hsu, for being my guest. And everybody, keep rating, reviewing, subscribing, sharing this message with people. This is not just a podcast. It's a movement. You don't have to live life burned out, drained, exhausted. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again with another wonderful guest, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Wow, what an amazing show. I got so much value out of that, and I hope you did too. I would love to help you get unstuck. Which of the seven key areas of life do you feel blocked in? Maybe you are stuck in your love life and can't manifest your soulmate. Maybe you just can't lose that last 10 pounds. Maybe you are burned out and want to get out of your job and create a six-figure side hustle. I have great news for you. I am offering 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week for the women and the men that are ready to get unstuck. This is a free 45-minute coaching call that I am offering to my listeners. Just go to the link in the show notes. And for those of you ready to really have the time of your life and end 2024 on an incredible note, you will want to learn more about the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, October 3rd through 6th in Belize City, Central America. Not only will you learn how to get all 7 areas of your life to a level 10 to end the year with momentum, but you will enjoy pampering in a luxury spa with healthy food, yoga, and sound bath. We will be having an incredible time on the beach, in the pool, walking around the beautiful city. It's in a private island, and it's just something that will be the best decision you ever made. I can't wait to spend a weekend with you in Belize City, Central America, on a private island. So if you're looking for more information on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, make sure you go to my link in the show notes. And for everybody else, thank you so much for supporting the show. We love our listeners, your reviews, your subscriptions, sharing this podcast with your friends and family is really getting the word out there that you do not have to go through life burned out. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.